This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 43, Teaching Tuesday. Learn three phrasal verbs using go and find out about a way to master phrasal verbs in a fun game.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
Go, go, go! Learn three phrasal verbs using the verb go plus one more. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby. I'm doing all right. And you?
Super.
Excellent.
So today we want to share with you guys three phrasal verbs that start with go, that use the verb go, and one additional phrasal verb that we used in our Monday conversation.
Yeah, so let's start out with this one, go over.
Yeah, we said we're going to go over some different endings for emails. So What would you say to go over some information means?
Yeah, I would say another way to say that would be we're going to cover some kind of information.
Talk about,
discuss. Go through, even.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more serious than just chat. It's like you're really going to explain.
Yeah, it's like you have an agenda.
Okay, cool. And another phrasal verb is go through. So same context, we're going to go through some different email endings. So similar, right?
Yeah, it's really similar. And I get the sense of go through being a little bit more about explaining something, like a little bit with a bit more detail kind
of. They're pretty similar, but go through, it might be practicing. And of course, there's other uses too, but the way we were talking about go through and go over was just to discuss.
Yeah, and today we're going through three or four phrasal verbs, right?
that's right.
What we're doing. Okay,
cool. One other phrasal verb with go is go for.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I think we said go for the more formal ending. You're not sure what to do, when in doubt. So what would you say, Lindsay? What is go for? How could we describe the meaning?
Yeah, in this case, in this sentence that Gabby just read, it means more to choose something, to select.
Take action.
Yeah, but it could also mean, we also do use the term go for it, like you can do it, do it.
Go for it.
Get it, come on.
Yes. I think we had one other phrasal verb. What was that?
I'm not sure. What was that? Oh, yeah. Okay, start off. So how would we use that?
Just to begin, how would we use it? So start off, like, let's start off with a quote.
Let's start off
with an appetizer.
Perfect.
Getting hungry.
It's kind of, in this case, the off doesn't add much additional meaning, does it?
No, it doesn't add meaning, but just it's colloquial. Like that's how we speak. We say start off.
Definitely, instead of saying start. So these are phrasal verbs are a fantastic way to really instantly sound more natural.
Way more natural, yeah.
Definitely.
Good point.
Yeah.
Cool. So those are our four phrasal verbs. Let's just take a minute to repeat them so you can practice saying them. I'll say the first two. To go over. To go through.
To go for. To start off.
Awesome. So, Lindsay, I know, you know, a lot of students have some challenges with phrasal verbs because there are so many and just remembering them and understanding what they mean, how to use them and so on. I think you have something that can help them, right?
Yeah. You know, I've been getting, you know, complaints about phrasal verbs from students for a long time. Students wondering how they could finally master them because they're so natural and they're so tough to memorize.
Yeah.
And what I found was on the market, all you can really find out there is just dictionaries. And I was like, what are we going to do here? So I decided to create an iPhone application. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, this app will actually work on your device. It's called Verb Dive. And the idea is to save Danny the Verb Diver from the sharks by choosing the right phrasal verb. It's a lot of fun.
That's so cool.
Fun music and just a fun, fast-paced game.
I know that games really increase your motivation to learn and your memory. So I think this is going to be really helpful for those of you who want to improve your phrasal verb skills.
Absolutely. So if you want to download that game and give it a try, go to www.verbdive.com. That's verbdive.com. And also, if you could leave a rating and a review on iTunes and the App Store, I would really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Okay, so we want to encourage you guys to sign up for our email list. And if you do sign up for the email list, you'll have a chance to get our ebook, 10 Ways to Use a Podcast to Learn English.
And you get that immediately, instantly, for free, as soon as you sign up.
Yep. And also, there's something really exciting coming up. People who are on the email list are going to be able to get exclusive content. We're not going to say anything about it right now because it's coming later, but get on that email list. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, it's the only way that we'll be able to send you exclusive content coming out that's related to the podcast.
Yeah, so we're excited to have you guys as a part of our email community. So come on over to www.allearsenglish.com and we will see you there. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.